The following is a paid program and does not reflect the views of the ownership, management, staff, advertisers, or affiliates of WHGM. Welcome to Bowers Law Talk on WHGM Gold, sponsored by Bowers Law of Maryland.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back again to another exciting edition of Bowers Law Talk right here on WHGM Gold. I am your host, accident and injury attorney Jobeth Bowers. I am actually reporting to you live from the other side of the country. I am in San Diego right now, as many of you probably know or have picked up through this show. In addition to representing people who are injured in auto accidents, I also represent players who are either in the NFL or are trying to be in the NFL. And I have gotten up for you at 5 a.m. local time to do this broadcast. So I hope that we can give you a good one this week, despite my, again, being up. I mean, it's still your time, the same time in my body as it is there. But my clock here says 6 a.m. So we're going to do what we can here. Hopefully I can get to some calls. But I am here for a free agent workout with a couple of NFL teams that's going to be happening here in the next couple of hours. Call or text if you have questions. We're going to do a little bit of a modified show today with no guests because of me being on the West Coast. The number is, as you know, the WHGM Gold Hotline, 410-939-9446. We will do what we can, given the fact that I am on remote right now, to try to get to some calls. You can also send messages through Facebook Messenger. Go to the Bowers Law MD Facebook page. That might be the easiest way to get questions communicated to me because they pop right up on my phone and I can see them immediately and nobody has to relay them to me other than you sending me that message. So other than that, it's going to be a normal show, at least as much as I can do for you here, guys. Going to talk about some accident-related stuff, going to talk about some preparation for accidents. In our very first show, we talked about the things that you need to do following an accident. And today, what I want to do is offer something to anybody out there. We give these to all of our clients. It's something that from time to time we mail out to various locations in the Clipper magazine. But we've put together a package that is basically an accident preparedness sort of kit. And ultimately what you're going to get in this, and it's changed a little bit because sometimes they're very simple when they go out in the Clipper magazine and they've evolved given the times. But one of the key things that you get is a card that you put in your glove box. And hopefully, because I don't wish these accidents on anybody, hopefully this card sits there and you never use it. But what I suggest is that people put this in by where their insurance card is. And if they ever are in an accident, it is a checklist of the things that you want to do following an accident, starting with calling the police. On the inside of the card, there is a form that you can kind of fill out that has information basically that you want to collect from an accident scene. Because when you get in an accident, I don't know who listening has or has not gotten in an accident and experienced this. I have. I've been in a number of them over the years. Even knowing exactly what to do, because this is what I do professionally, it is still a high, tense, anxiety-driven sort of situation where you're not 100% thinking-wise, and you might not be physically. And this is a walk-you-through, hey, get the vehicle owner's name for the other driver. Get their address. Get their driver's license number. Get the year, make, and model of the vehicle, their insurance company info, and their policy number. It gives you spaces to take down witness information and otherwise. It kind of guides you through the process of getting that information to my office so that we can take over from there. And I know that I've probably said it before. I'll say it again. There's no need, if you're in one of these accidents and you're going to work with my office, to ever call your insurance company. And I mean ever. If you call my office and you've got the information that's in this form or that goes on a police report, but the reason that I send out this form is because you could take it with you and you don't have to wait a couple days or a week for a police report to be ready, we can get to work right away. Our office will contact all of the insurance companies, yours, the other drivers, even if they're the same insurance company, which we talked about not too long ago, even if the other driver doesn't have insurance at all, we do all of that digging. We do all of that work. That is what we're here for. We are here to help. It's something where, you know, a lot of our clients is like, hey, should I do this? No. You focus, likely if you're calling my office, you've been injured. People in your car have been injured. You got other things to deal with that are higher priority than that. Go, get better. You know, you've been to the hospital, you've been checked out, you're doing follow-up appointments. You focus on that. We will do all of the other heavy lifting. It's what we do. You know, it's not some, hey, I handle a little of this and I handle a little of that, with the exception of representing NFL players, which I'm out here in San Diego to do this weekend. I just do auto accidents. It's something that I've done for a long time. There's a lot of moving parts and you don't have to hassle with it. It's one call does it all. Just like our radio spots say, that's what we're here for. So I want to get into a little bit more of these accident kits and how you can get one. We are going to take a quick break. We are going to come back with this week's Florida Man. And if we can, I'm going to try to get to some of your questions. So call or text or send them through Facebook Messenger at WHGM Gold 410-939-9446. Again, you could call or text that number 410-939-9446 or go to facebook.com/BowersLawMD. You can send a message to us through that. We will be back here with Florida Man and more info about these accident kits and how you can get one shortly.
We now return to Bowers Law Talk on WHGM Gold.
Hey, welcome back. This is Attorney Bowers here on WHGM Gold with the next segment here on Bowers Law Talk. First, before we get back into the topic for this week, we are going to go down south and visit our Florida Man. This week's Florida Man comes from 2 years ago. The headline is Florida Man Arrested for Making Grills at Home. And you might sit there and thinking to yourself, grills in October? I mean, maybe he was tailgating, but grilling season's kind of coming to... No, not that kind of grill. We're talking about grills, like in your mouth. Not necessarily something we see a ton of here, Hartford and Cecil County, but when I started my business and started getting into this profession, certainly worked in a market that some of my clients certainly had grills from time to time. In fact, years ago, I worked in an office that was downtown in the Lexington Market area, and we were right on top of a jewelry store, and they used to sell a lot of grills and other jewelry. So apparently this 26-year-old Florida man did not know that by making and selling these grills that he was actually practicing unlicensed dentistry in making these teeth pieces. Well, anyway, I don't know if that's a law in Maryland, quite frankly. You know, when you go to law school, you don't learn every law. But my guess is it's probably not the best idea to be like this Florida man and be making and selling grills. So don't be the Florida man. And that's for that for this week. So getting back to these accident kits, this was a thing that actually this idea started back in 2015, when Baltimore City had all the riots going on, and I still represented a decent amount of clients from the Baltimore market. And I mean, now I almost exclusively practice here in Hartford and Cecil counties. It's very rare that I leave the area. There's enough accidents, unfortunately, going on around here that I don't really need to branch out into Baltimore. I have other attorneys that I work with down there. But at that time, in the wake of the riots, getting a police report was difficult. It was not a priority. It was a back burner sort of thing, and just for a simple accident case. So it would take, some of these took months to get. So it dawned on me that maybe I need to put something in play so that there is just a walkthrough of all the information that you would need so that I can do my job. That way, if we're waiting a week, a month, sometimes longer in the wake of those riots, to get the police report. We don't have to, because we have all that information. Because as I tell some of my clients, unless an officer actually witnesses the accident, the police report is not evidence. It's not going to get admitted at trial, but it is a good source for us to figure out who the insurance companies are, who the owners of the vehicles are, if we have to file a lawsuit down the road, who we're filing that lawsuit against, and everything like that. It's good to have that information. Well, this accident guide and this kit that goes in your glove box or wherever your insurance card is serves that same purpose with absolutely no weight. So we are giving these away absolutely free. In addition to this, if you request one of these from us, and I'll tell you in a moment how you can do that, you are not only going to get this accident kit to put in your glove box, you are going to get, and I know that these are not as hot of a commodity as they might have been back in April when you couldn't, I mean, this was gold, but we have a few hand sanitizer pens. So basically they look like a pen. They're a little bit thicker than a Sharpie, but it's a tube. You take the top off. It's got a little spritzer on it, and it's got hand sanitizer in there. It's like 60-some percent alcohol-based, 62% it looks like it says here. Is that what it is? Yeah, 62% ethyl alcohol. Like, they're the real deal. You're going to get a couple of those. We've got a mask for if you want a mask, if you need another mask, if you want to rotate through masks, and some other information that's helpful when it comes to how to deal with an accident afterwards. Now, obviously, those hand sanitizers, take them and use them whenever you want. Don't wait for an accident to use the hand sanitizers. In fact, I can't specifically think of why you would use a hand sanitizer after an accident, different from any other reason, but hey, it is what it is. So what we've got, if you go to our website, it's actually very simple. If you go to Bowers Law MD, that's my name, Bowers Law, L-A-W, like the law office that I run, MD, like Maryland, the state that we're in, and you click the contact button, which is on the far right of the menu bar, it's going to give you a simple contact form. You would use that form if you had a question about something, if you were looking for representation, but fill out the information, including your address, because we're going to ship this to you completely free of charge. And then in the comments section, just say, hey, accident kit, or something that lets me know that that's what you want and you don't actually want me to call you, because I'm not going to bother you. I'm not going to call you. You're not going to get 100 emails from me or anything like that. I'm just going to mail this out to you. If you go to this form, again, that's at bowerslawmd.com/contact, or you can just go to bowerslawmd.com and click the contact button. What you're going to notice is that there is not a place to put in any sort of payment or credit card information. A lot of times people will give you something for free, but they want you to pay for shipping. None of that. Just go to the website, fill out the information with your address in the comments, say, hey, accident kit. And when I get back in town, probably Monday, I'm going to ship those out. If you use a valid email address and not some hokey email address, I know everybody's got like their junk mail email address. If you use that, whatever. Again, I just want you to get this accident kit and be prepared if you get an accident. But if you use a real email address, you're going to get a confirmation once it's shipped with a tracking number and all that cool stuff. But they're coming from right here in my main office in Elkton. So anybody that requests one of these should get one in a few days. It's good stuff. If you do give us a real email address, you will get periodic emails from us with important information. But when it comes to email marketing, I feel like I do a little too little. And I prefer to keep it that way, because a very, very large percentage of the emails that I send out like that, which is literally going to be no more than like 4 or 5 a year. Yeah, 4 or 5 a year. I'm not trying to push the issue. I just, whenever I have something that's absolutely essential for all of my former clients or people who have requested stuff like this that they need to know, big changes to the insurance laws, which really only happen once a year, things like that, I'm going to let you know. But other than that, you're not going to get, I know some of these you get on a company's email list, you get emails every week, 2-3 times a week, not going to happen. You're not getting that from me. You will feel like I email you too little if you feel anything at all. So again, bowerslawmd.com/contact, and fill out that form. Tell us that you want the accident kit. We will get them out early next week. You'll have it by the weekend, by the next time I'm on the air here. So with that, we are up against our next break. I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, see if we have any calls or emails. Otherwise, we're going to talk about some more stuff about what to do after you've been in an accident. Again, this is Joe with Bowers right here on the Bowers Law Talk on WHGM Gold. If you do have a question or want to call in, they are telling me they can connect you. So feel free to call or shoot us a message with any questions that you have. 410-939-9446. We'll be right back.
We now return to Bowers Law Talk on WHGM Gold.
Hey, welcome back. This is Joe with Bowers for our Bowers Law Talk. I am your accident and injury attorney here in Cecil County, servicing Cecil, Harford County, and really anywhere in the state. Again, as I mentioned before, I prefer to stay close to home, but I have done this for a long time throughout the state, and you know, we've even been able to forge some relationships across state lines in Delaware and Pennsylvania with some other attorneys to help handle situations that overlap, because as you can imagine, I mean, if you mowed down some trees, and I'm not suggesting that we do this, but if you mowed down some trees beside my office, you could pretty much see Delaware from here. Again, I'm more inclined to be on the conservative side when it comes to, you know, paving the entire planet, and not mowing those trees down. But if you did, I'm that close. And there's a lot of overlap. Maryland drivers that get into Delaware accidents, Delaware drivers that get into Maryland accidents, some in Pennsylvania. And it's important to have to work with somebody that has those connections in the different states that can help you out when there are those overlap issues, because they happen probably more than you would think. And it's good to have somebody that, again, can handle all aspects of it or can make sure that it's handled correctly. Also, as I mentioned, I am out here today on the West Coast, up super early to do this broadcast, but I was actually going to be up super early anyway. So no need to feel any sort of way or guilty about listening to the show and me being up special for this. Obviously, I am, but also this workout. Which brings us to a question that we got via the text line. This is from Mark in Conowingo, asks about the business of representing NFL players. And it's a pretty general question. It wants to know what that is. And, you know, I'm glad to answer it, especially since I'm out here right now doing active work, doing this. I think I'll start by telling everybody what it's not. It is not in any way the glamorous show me the money Jerry Maguire image that you might see of a sports agent on television. In fact, you know, there are agents that definitely show up everywhere that they go, because like one of the places that all of the agents, whether they're representing players at the combine or not, we all are required to show up at the combine in February in Indian. Well, recently it's been in Indianapolis. There are certainly some agents there that show up dressed to the nines in their super expensive suits and all that other stuff. But for the most part, it's a polo shirt and jeans, and it's somewhat more casual than that. What I will tell you is that, again, it's not that big time show me the money business as the television would want you to think, or the movies would have you think. It's rough, and it's cutthroat. And ultimately, you know, I'm relatively new in the business, but we represent players, largely guys that are just getting out of college that, you know, that right now, like, so who we're recruiting for, who we're looking to work with, are players that are potentially going to be drafted in the 2021 draft. And obviously a year ago, if you had asked me that question, I would have said, hey, we're looking to work with guys in the 2020 draft. But, you know, we work with these guys to represent them, to get them exposure to NFL teams and scouts. We go to workouts, we go to pro days, or at least we normally we go to pro days. We didn't really have any of those this past year because of the pandemic. Pro days typically happen in March, and 2/3 of the pro days nationwide got canceled because of the pandemic. It was a little bit of a pain, and I feel for a lot of the players who didn't necessarily get an opportunity as a result of that, and their pro days being canceled, didn't get drafted. Guys that I thought were shoe-ins to get drafted after they had performances at their pro days, it just didn't happen. You know, it's grinding to get those guys' attention from NFL teams, try to get them workouts with an NFL team, possibly get them a deal with a practice squad, which is part of the depth of an NFL team. And then as guys get injured, which we've seen a ton of so far this season, they get called up to fill those next slots, and then hopefully they perform, and there they are in the NFL. So what I'm actually out here on the West Coast for is a workout for free agent players. Some of these guys are on the street, so to speak. And when I say on the street, I don't mean they're homeless. I mean they're not affiliated, nor have they for a while been affiliated with an NFL team, nor have they been on a roster. A lot of the guys that I understand, and certainly the ones that I'm representing at this event, were guys that I feel, because of the pro day situation, didn't get drafted or didn't get invited to workouts with teams that would normally happen during the summer. All of that stuff was shut down this year. So ultimately what we do is represent these players, again, whether it be at events like this, whether it be making sure that teams are aware of and have film of their college careers, know when their pro days are going to be, and if they get drafted or if we get that phone call about them possibly being signed as undrafted free agents. We have a couple of those from this past draft class that we represent on a number of teams throughout the league that didn't get drafted but got under contract with teams. You know, we represent those guys. We make sure that we negotiate those contracts and get them taken care of. And, you know, outside of that, when they perform, we renegotiate their deals. So when you see deals like earlier this week, the Marlon Humphrey deal, not my client, but our job is to negotiate those contract extensions with players, with teams, and kind of be that go-between. It's pretty complicated. It was more difficult, I think, to become an NFL agent than it was to become an attorney. Maybe not. Maybe I just feel that way because I became an attorney first, and then I've kind of put that in the rearview mirror. The becoming an agent thing was a lot more recent. So maybe it just feels like it was more difficult because it was more recent, but great question. We will probably in future weeks talk a little bit more about the business of football. In many ways, it's very dry and boring, but if there are more questions and more interest from the audience, then I am glad to address those topics. It's the best thing about it for me is getting to travel, being here. I haven't been to San Diego in probably 15 years. It's a beautiful city. And you know, other places that I've been that I wouldn't have otherwise went as a result of this. So we are out of time for this week. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and hope you will join me next week. I think we are going to have a special guest next week, and we're going to talk about some things that you can do, things to look for on your insurance policy, your auto insurance policy, to make sure you're protected or better protected. Until next week, this is your accident and injury attorney, Jobeth Bowers from WHGM Gold, signing off. Have a great week.